What about for, what meals would you eat? In the morning you'd eat breakfast, and then you'd eat
lunch, and then dinner.
What would you call the inside part of an egg?
The yolk.
And the next part would be the?
The, let's see, you got white. White.
What about the covering of the egg?
The shell.
If you cook them in hot water, what would you call them?
Boiled eggs.
And if you crack them and let them fall into hot water, what would you call them?
That's poached.
Add
vinegar too now.
You put vinegar?
Yeah. When you poach an egg with water,
uh-huh.
The vinegar keeps it from running all over the place.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that. How do you?
You know, like, say you have, you know, ready to poach your egg, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you crack it open,
uh-huh.
Put your egg in,
yeah.
And you say a spoonful of vinegar in the water, and that keeps it from running all over the place.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know what you can do with a hard boiled egg?
Spin it around.
Yeah.
We'll see whether it's done or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you can take a spoon. You know what a hassle it is to get an egg? You take a spoon and hit it like that, and then, you know, do it around. And after you've done three or four of them, you can open an egg. You know, you just hit it with a spoon.
Uh-huh.
And it just, you take the shell off of it in a second, you know?
Yeah.
And you take the shell off in about two pieces, you know?
Oh.
And it's really easy. Hey,
that sounds really neat.
With an orange, you can take a fork. You can
uh-huh.
use a fork to do it with the egg. You take a fork and put it in the orange.
And
just use one tooth, you know?
Yeah.
And go around the orange.
Yeah, and you'll
and
peel it.
Then you can take it off in two halves.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard about that, but not about the egg. That's all right. Daddy.
What would you call salt pork?
Fatback.
How would it qualify as fatback as opposed to something else?
Well, it's nothing but pure fat.
Mm-hmm.
Chewed for seasoning, frying.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat it too if you got a piece of lean on it.
Yeah.
Fatback and grits is good.
Mm-hmm. What kind of meat would you buy that might be sliced thin and you might eat it with eggs or something?
Bacon.
If you cut the side of a hog, what would you call it?
Cut the side of it?
Mm-hmm.
That's all part of a slaughter.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call that side middling?
Mm-mm.
What's the outside of bacon called?
The outside of bacon? Rind?
What's the kind of meat you buy and slice thin to eat with your eggs?
Bacon.
No. What kind of meat might come in little links on a cheese?
Oh, sausage. I knew that was coming.
What kind of different sausage would you have?
Hot, mild, medium, Italian, Polish, links, patties. Then you got this new mess that's out now that Morningstar Farms thing, that no fat, you know,
yeah.
Made out of nothing but junk, I call it.
Yeah.
You know? Everyone I talk to can't stand it. It's either made them sick or they just couldn't stand it. You know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't try it.
Yeah. What kind of person would you go to buy sausage? If you didn't go to a grocery store or something?
Butcher.
If meat's been kept too long, what would you say?
Spoiled or rancid.